responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. Stateline credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and Stateline is committed to continuing this success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center has great gift ideas for the whole family. New items include Ariat shoes and clothing, Hoka and New Balance shoes, Carhartt clothing for men and kids, snow boots for the whole family, and don't forget about Red Wing and Twisted X boots. Shop early for the best selection. Weaver's will be open Thursday nights till 7 until Christmas for your shopping convenience. Shop Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center this holiday season.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells at Easton. Call 553-5880.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed. Five generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Back here on our pregame in New Richland as we take a look at the New Richland Heartland Ellendale Geneva Panthers here. Again, as I mentioned earlier, they are 0-5 on the year. Their last game was at Maple River on Tuesday, and it was all Eagles as the Eagles soared over the Panthers in Mapleton, 65-32. The Panthers are right back into action right away again tomorrow. This time they'll be on the road to take on LeSueur Henderson. So that's what's coming up here for the Panthers as they'll be in action tomorrow on the road at LeSueur Henderson. And again, New Richland 0-5, New Richland Heartland Ellendale Geneva 0-5 here on the year. We'll be back with a look at the USC Rebels for you in 2 minutes.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
And we are back here. Let's take a look at the USC Rebels now. As the Rebels, as I mentioned earlier, 1-4 here on the year. Their last game was Monday, and they hosted the Cleveland Clippers. And boy, that was a close one. 59-57. The Clippers just clipped the Rebels again on Monday night. 59-57 was the final there on Monday night. Well, the Rebels, as far as game-wise, are going to have a little bit of a break as they're not back to action now until Friday the 27th, and that'll be at the Blue Earth Area Holiday Invite. On the 27th, they will play Blue Earth Area on that Friday, and then Saturday, they will take on Grenada on the East J. Martin Luther Truman again on the 28th. So that's what's on tap for the Rebels here at the Blue Earth Holiday Invite. They'll take on Blue Earth Area on Friday, and then on Saturday, Grenada on the East Chain, Martin Luther Truman. And I believe Blue Earth Area game is a night game, and then that Grenada on the East Chain, Martin Luther Truman one is the afternoon game there, I believe. So that's what's coming up here for the Rebels, 1-4, looking for win number 2 on the season here tonight against New Richmond, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, who is looking for their first win of the season. We're going to take a look here at what's coming up on our broadcast schedule here, as we do have, well, one more game before the holiday break, as it will be the North Iowa Bison. Both boys and girls will be at Belmont Clemmy tomorrow night. Girls will tip it off first at 6:15, and then it will be the boys to follow again on Friday night, tomorrow night. Roy Smurra calling the action there, as he'll have that North Iowa Bison basketball, both boys and girls. And, of course, next up, we won't be have anything on until the 27th and the 28th. But, boy, there's three games each day that we'll be bringing you here on that for that holiday tournament. The first one will be Friday at 2:30, and that will be Grenada on the East J. Martin Luther Truman versus Sibley East. We'll be back as tip-off getting close. More after this.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex, Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com. Stay warm with Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Ron's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.ronsphe.com. Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
And we are back here. Let's take a look at your starting lineups as we take a look at the home team here first. And starting for the Richland Heartland Allendale Geneva Panthers, number 2, 6'5", senior Grayson Schaefer. Number 5, a 5'10", junior Owen Wayne. Number 10, 6'1", sophomore Brendan Schmidt. Number 20, 6'1", junior Gavin Lewison. And number 25, 6'2", senior Jace Knutson. The Panthers are out without 6'6", junior Hudson Chris, as Chris is out with an injury there. So, again, they're without one of their starters there, as he will not be in action here tonight for the 0-5 Panthers. Again, looking for their first win of the year. Let's take a look at the starting lineups here for the USC Rebels. As number 1, 5'6", senior Zayden Schott. Number 2, 6-foot senior Aiden Crabtree. Number 4, 5'10", senior Dylan Bonsack. And number 10, 6'3", senior C.J. Schumann. And number 22, 6'6", junior Wyatt Sparks. Starting here for Adam Walker's Rebels. Again, assistant coach Steve Voigt, Ryan Crabtree, Adam Retar, and Brennan Magnuson. Again, for the Panthers, Dan Schmidt, Aaron Gillian, and Tyler Schlake, the assistant coaches there for Dan Schmidt's Panthers. All right, those are the starting lineups here for tonight. We'll have tip-off here from New Richland in just 30 seconds.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
And we are back here in New Richland as we're ready to tip things off here. As, again, it is Schott, Crabtree, Bonsack, Schumann, and Sparks for the Rebels. And Schaefer, Wayne, Schmidt, Lewis, and Knutson for the Panthers here tonight. And when I asked Dan Schmidt who his reserves are, and he said everybody, so I'll be substituting here, like I suppose that hockey line possibly here tonight. But he says, yeah, everybody will get in. So of the six guys on the bench, he said everybody's going to play. So let's see. And the center circle, as the tip won by Grayson Schaefer. It'll be Panther basketball to start things off. So here we go, Panthers with the ball. And it's Wayne with it. Now he gives it up here. And now over to Knutson. Knutson gives it up to Wayne. Wayne back to Knutson. Knutson swings it over. And he will give it up to Schmidt, who gives it back out to Wayne, who misses the shot. Offensive rebound. Shot is up, and it is missed. And then the Rebels will get the rebound. So an offensive board and put back, no good. And here come the Rebels now on their first offensive possession of the ball game. Crabtree with it, takes it down to the block. He'll throw it up for the shot, and it's up, no good. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by the Rebels. So the Panthers will have the basketball. Some full court pressure here put on by the Rebels. And it's full court man-to-man here. And getting across now is Schmidt. And then the ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover on the Panthers, and the Rebels will have the ball. Crabtree brings it up now for the Rebels as Gammon Lewison, the junior, on him. Crabtree over to shot now as they get it into Schumann. Schumann pump fake goes up and the shot rattles off, but he will get two free throws on that. And that one's going to go on Grayson Schaefer. That'll be his first. And Schumann at the free throw line. First free throw is good for C.J. Schumann. Schumann's second free throw is up, and that one is off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Schaefer of the Panthers. So 1-0 here with 6:37 and counting here in this first half. The kick out, there's a shot in the corner. It is no good by Knutson, and it's rebounded by the Rebels as they push it up. Here's Bonsack. Gives it up to Schott. Now Crabtree in the corner. Crabtree pump fakes, now dribbles out, gives it up to Zayden Schott. He'll go to his right. Now bounce pass to Schumann, and Schumann will kiss it off the glass. Nice little layup off the glass, and he's got 3 points. Rebels lead 3-0 on C.J. Schumann's 3 points to start things off. Lewison has it now. Gives it up, and there's a three-pointer from Owen Wayne, and we're tied up at three. So Owen Wayne connects on a three-pointer. Here's Bonsack. Looks inside to Schumann. Schumann will throw it away. Out of bounds and a turnover by the Rebels. 15:46 here to go in the first half. Just underway here. Almost 3 minutes in. 3-3 tie. And it's Schmidt on the move. Gives it up to Lewison. And now it's number two, Schaefer. He'll swing it over to Knutson. Knutson now looking, and gives it up to Lewison. Lewison now will swing it over into the corner, and that's Wayne with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Gives it up. Schaefer, corner three, and it gets a lot of rim, bounces around, and it falls for Grayson Schaefer on a three-pointer. 6-3 now. Panthers lead the Rebels. 15 minutes to play, first half. Zayden shot now, picks up his dribble. He's stuck, looking to get rid of the ball. Gives it up to Crabtree. Crabtree will dribble out to the top. Swings it over, and a travel will be called. And a turnover by the Rebels. Panthers leading here, 6-3, 14:52 to go. Crabtree comes out. Here comes number three, Dylan Stevens, the senior for the USC Rebels. And Stevens, he is on Schmidt, who gives it up now. And the quick shot taken by Wayne is no good. And it is rebounded by USC. Bonsack tries to get it into Schumann. Schumann gets it, saves it. Back to Bonsack. Bonsack cuts through, and they kick it out to Zayden Schott. Zayden in the paint. Now he'll kick it to Bonsack. Outside the three-point line. Now he dribbles the poke away. And he regains possession. They swing it over to Stevens now. Dylan Stevens, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Zayden Schott weaves his way through the defense, lays it up, and in for two. Darts and dives his way through there, a zig and a zag, and it's 6-5. Panthers lead by one. And now they have the basketball. Giving it up to Knutson. Knutson back over to Wayne, who takes the shot and gets it to go on a runner. He's got five. And it's 8-5. Panthers lead the Rebels. Stevens now with the basketball. Looks over to Zayden Schott. And now into Schumann at the free throw line. And he'll give it up to Bonsack. Bonsack behind the back now gets it to the free throw line. Almost knocked away. He recovers it. Kicks it out. Zayden shot. Three-pointer in line, but it off the rim. No good. And Schaefer will grab the rebound for the Panthers. 8-5 Panthers lead here. 13:13 to go in the first half. Knutson, corner three is good. Jace Knutson connects on a three, and it is the Panthers 11, Rebels 5, 13:07 remaining in the first half. The Rebels take a timeout, and we'll be back with more in 1 minute.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Kyle from Johnson Seeds. Remember, Asgrow is the seed that leads the game by putting up bigger numbers. Asgrow 10XF4, 19XF3, 20XF5, and 21XF2 all provide greater yield potential. Johnson Seeds can also handle your seed treatment needs with our on-site treatment plant. Choose Asgrow by calling Scott, Darren, or myself, Kyle, at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
And we're back here, 13:07 to play first half. Crabtree will bring it up here for the Rebels, coming out of the timeout. 11-5, Panthers lead here. Crabtree on the move. And now he looks, spins, throws up a runner off the glass, no good. And it's last touch by the Panthers, so it'll stay Rebel basketball. And Rebels again inbounding underneath their own basket. Crabtree into Bonsack now out at the wing. Now back to Crabtree, top of the key. Now Crabtree is dribbling, gets it. A foul going to be called on Lewison. So Crabtree on the take. Wyatt Sparks comes out, and C.J. Schumann back in now. And with 12:45 remaining in this first half, Aiden Crabtree will go to the free throw line here. It's off the mark, no good. Again, Gavin Lewison picks up his first second team foul on the Panthers. And the Panthers coming in now as Dominic Olson, a sophomore here, number 13 for the Panthers. And out comes Brendan Schmidt. So here we go, Crabtree's second free throw's up, and that one will hit the rim, rattle in and drop. And Crabtree's got 1 point. And it's 11-6, a five-point deficit here for the Rebels. On the move again is Wayne. He'll give it up to Schaefer, who hits a runner in the paint, and he's got five on the night. And it's now 13-6 Panthers. And we have Dylan Stevens with the ball. Looks to Schumann. Schumann on the block. Now a bounce pass to Zayden Schott. Last touched, well, by the Rebels, I guess. Thought maybe the Panthers might have got a piece of that one, but nope. It's off the Rebels, and they'll turn it over for the third time here in the ballgame. Knutson at the left wing. Stevens comes out on him. Now they give it up to Olson. Now back over to Wayne. Wayne looking inside to Lewison. Lewison kicks it out to Schaefer's corner three. No good. Running down the rebound is Olson. So now here comes Schaefer. Three-pointer is short again, but Lewison gets the rebound. And another shot, but the Rebels will get the board. Off that miss, a wild shot taken there by the Panthers. Stevens on the move. He'll pick up his dribble and stop. Now looks. He'll give it up to Zayden Schott. Schott on the drive now. Kicks it to Bonsack. Bonsack on the baseline. He'll dribble, pump fake, and now bounce pass to Schumann, and Schumann will put it in for two. There we go with C.J. Schumann with 5 points, and they're finding him inside. A big key here to find him early down there and get him going, get the big guy going down there. Now they swing it over. Now over to Schaefer in the corner. He'll drive the baseline, gives it up to Knutson. Now over to Wayne. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Bonsack will run down the rebound. And here come the Rebels. Bonsack brings it up. Now over to Crabtree here. On the left wing, bounce pass into Schumann. Schumann in the paint. Turns. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Schumann. That was a quick little spin move, I guess. Maybe he hooked him. Offensive foul is called. His first team foul. 13-8, 10:40 to go first half. As the Panthers now will inbound. Here come the Rebels with some pressure. As Bonsack will cover Dominic Olsen bringing it up. Now they give it over to Schmidt, who now gives it back to Olsen. Bounce pass inside to the newcomer in there, LaVon Jewison. And he gets two. And Jewison had a heck of a dunk in the JV game earlier here this evening that the Rebels won by two, 52-50. Rebels shot no good, rebounded by the Panthers, and they will go out of bounds and turn it back over to the Rebels. Coming in now, Brody Steinauer for the Rebels. And now here comes some pressure now from the Panthers. Crabtree now gets it over to Bonsack. Bonsack guarded, dribbles into the paint, now swings it over to Steinauer in the corner. Now to Crabtree. Now back to Steinauer. Now he'll drive the baseline. Nicely done. Off the glass is good for Brody Steinauer. The sophomore gets two off the bench right off the bat. And it's 15-10. They get it to Jewison. And now to Lewison for two. So they get it, find him down low. Gavin Lewison for two. And the Panthers lead by seven, 17-10. And we're going to get a reach there on LaVon Jewison. That'll be his first. Got Jewison, Lewison. All right, here we go. 17-10. Rebels inbound. Crabtree will inbound it. Gives it up to Zayden Chott. Zayden swings it over to Aiden Crabtree now. Crabtree on the right wing. Bounce pass into Schumann. Schumann goes up strong, and he finishes. A little pump fake and then puts it up off the glass for two, and he's got seven. 17-12, Panthers lead. Here's Owen now swinging it over to Schmidt. Schmidt back to Owen Wayne, that is. So it is Owen, but that's his first name. Owen Wayne on the move. Now they get a push there as Schmidt driving. And a foul will be called on the Rebels, and it's going to go against Aiden Crabtree. It'll be his first. Second team foul. And let's see, Gavin Lewison comes out, and in comes Grayson Schaefer, the senior, here for the junior. And he'll inbound it. Right off the bat, gives it up to Owen Wayne. Now they're at the top of the key with Schmidt. Schmidt gives it up to Schaefer. Now they swing it over here to Jordan Browers, who checked in. Now they're looking inside, and it's knocked away, stolen away by the Rebels. So a turnover by the Panthers. And now Bonsack gives it up. Now it is Steinauer looking, and he'll give it to Bonsack. Now back into the corner. They go to Crabtree. He'll get out of the corner, top of the key. Steinauer's three-pointer is no good. Rebounded by the Panthers. And a three in the corner is off the mark. No good, but he'll get his own rebound with Owen Wayne. Now to Schaefer. Schaefer on the take misses. And it's last touch by the Panthers. It'll go to the Rebels. So 17-12, Panthers lead here. 8:02 to play first half. Don't forget, Hodges Halftime Report is headed your way with all your first half stats here at halftime as well. And we're going to get a foul called. And that's going to go on Schaefer. That'll be his second now. Picks up kind of a silly foul there at midcourt when they tried to trap Zayden Schott. Now they fouled him. So Schaefer will come out. Back in is Jace Knutson. Zayden Schott with the basketball. He'll give it up to Bonsack here on the right wing. Now coming out Steinauer. Now they swing it over to Zayden Schott. Now Schott calls out the play. Now he'll dribble. And he'll kick it back out to Steinauer. Steinauer on the dribble. Now he's surrounded by some two defenders. Now to Crabtree. Crabtree Turner, turnaround is blocked. Zayden shot, though, will grab it. Fade away off the back of the rim, and it bounces up and through for Dylan Bonsack for two. And it's now a three-point lead here for the Panthers. It's 17-14 with 7-10 and counting. Panthers working the ball around, driving the baseline. There was number 10, Schmidt. He'll come up empty, and it is the Rebels getting the rebound. Zayden shot with it now. And he'll throw up another one there, and it'll come up empty. I think it was Zayden shot that actually made that last basket on that fadeaway off the catch of the blocked shot there. So he'll have four now. And out is Zayden shot in the inbound. Over to Crabtree. Three-pointer is off the mark. It's short, no good. And it'll go out of bounds to the Panthers. 17-14 here, our score. Panthers leading by three. They give it to Owen Wayne. Now they'll swing it over to Schmidt. Back to Wayne. Now they find Lewison in the corner. Knutson back to Wayne. Now over to Olson. And now moving is Wayne. And we have a steal by the Rebels. And it was Sparks that came away with it. And then a foul going to be called. And that's going to be on number five. Owen. Is that on Wayne? That's his second, they say. And now here come the Rebels. And a reach and a steal away there by Lewison. He'll kick it over and now get the ball back, and it's knocked away, stolen by the Rebels. And then the Rebels almost lose it. We're going to get a reach on number 12, LaVon Jewison. That'll be his second. And that is the seventh team foul. So that'll put the Rebels to the free throw line now, shooting 1-1. We have a timeout by the Panthers. 6:09 to play first half. Panthers 17, Rebels 14. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
And we are back here. Rebels will get a 1-1, and a Zayden shot to the free throw line. He's got four here tonight. Looking to add to that. First free throw's no good, but Sparks will get the offensive board. Tries to work his way in, and he's going to get fouled. And that is going to go on LaVon Jewison. That'll be three on him now. Oh, wait, they called it on 25, Jace Knutson. So that's his first. So wipe that away from Jewison. Sparks will make the first free throw. So Sparks gets the first one to go. And here's his second now for Wyatt. That one is short. Rebounded, though, by Bonsack. Bonsack kicks it out. Zayden shot. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Sparks with the rebound. And one. So the Rebels now crashing the boards. Gets the offensive board. Putback's good. And the foul. We're tied 17s. Sparks now at the free throw line once again. And this one will go for Wyatt Sparks, who quickly has 4 points here. in this ball game. And Bonsack swipes it away, but then a foul will be called as he poked it away and then went after it. And Bonsack will pick up foul number one. Third team foul by the Rebels. Panthers already have nine team fouls here. And the Panthers looking to get it across the timeline, and they do. But it'll be because the Rebels tipped that one away and out of bounds. Knutson will inbound here. 18-17, Rebels lead by one. 5:44 and counting in this first half. Number three, Deshaun Jones is into the ballgame for the Panthers. Now they kick it. Here's the shot taken, and it's off the mark, no good. And we're going to get a foul underneath as getting the rebound was Stevens, and he was fouled. So Stevens picks up the rebound, and the shot by Dominic Olsen was no good. The foul going to go there on number 20, Gavin Lewison, is second. So with 5:31 to go, Stevens to the in the first half. Stevens' first free throw is good, and that's his first points of the game on a free throw. So 19-17 now, Rebels' lead is two. Stevens' next free throw is off the mark, no good. And we've got last touch by the Panthers, as they're really not blocking out Sparks as he goes after it, and the Panthers will knock it out of bounds. And it will go to the Rebels here. So Sparks' presence is felt here in this first half here as he came off back off the bench. And now Crabtree will inbound to Zayden Schott. Zayden Schott driving the baseline. Double team coming to stop him. Now to Stevens. Stevens looks, gives it up to Bonsack. At the top of the key, Bonsack dribbles now to Crabtree. Crabtree on the right wing. Looking to get a screen from, he'll take the shot. It's blocked, but Sparks is there to clean it up. He picks up the shot off the shot block. It gets the two to go as he was in the paint there. So nicely done there by Sparks. Right place at the right time, I guess. 21-17 Rebels with under five here to play in the first half. 4:53 and counting. Panthers with the basketball. Now they move it around, and the shot taken there by Owen Wayne. No good. Rebounded by USC. Shot gives it up to Crabtree. Now to Stevens. They look into Wyatt, and he will not make that shot as Sparks comes up short there. Rebounded by the Panthers. Now Schaefer contested by Sparks, and he'll get his own rebound. And was he fouled on the putback attempt? Yes, he was, so he'll get two. So the fourth team foul on the Rebels, and the foul on number three, Stevens, is first. And the shot by Schaefer's good. He has six so far tonight. 21-18, Rebels' lead is three. Panthers trying to cut it to two here with a free throw. Schumann comes in for Sparks. Schaefer's free throw is good. 21-19, Rebels lead by two with 4:21 to play first half. A timeout by the Panthers. More in 30 seconds.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
And we're back here, 21-19. Rebels lead is two. 4:21 to play in this first half. Get a halftime. The Hodges halftime report will be headed your way here on 98 Country. Full court pressure here now by the Panthers. They give it up to Crabtree. He'll get it across. And he'll pull back now as he'll give it up to Stevens. Stevens on the right wing. Back up to Crabtree at the top of the key. Crabtree looks now. Goes to his right. Now back to Zayden Schott, looking inside to Schumann, and some contact down there. And the foul called. Let's see, they call it on number five, Owen Wayne, who said, "I didn't touch him," but he did. Third foul on him now, and that'll put Schumann to the free throw line. And the free throw goes for CJ. He'll get another now. And let's see, Owen Wayne comes out, and back in is number 20, Gavin Lewison. Free throw is good from Schumann. Nine now for CJ. 23-19, Rebels lead. And here we go. Panthers get it across. As Schmidt gives it up now to Lewison. Over in the corner there to Schmidt, and he'll come out of there. Gives it up to Schaefer. Schaefer on the take. Contested by Schumann. Misses. And it's rebounded by USC. Here comes Bonsack now. Gives it up to Zayden Schott here on the right wing. He'll dribble to his left. Now swings it over to Crabtree. Crabtree up by the left wing. Now he'll give it up to Zayden Schott in the corner. A three-pointer's no good. Rebounded by Schaefer of the Panthers. And here they come. On the move is Schmidt. Gives it up to Lewison. Now over to number 13, Olson. Now on to a cutting Browers, and he'll miss the shot. No good. And it's rebounded by USC. It was a good cut. He just couldn't finish. 23-19 to get our score. Rebels leading the Panthers here. 2:50 to play first half. On the move is Bonsack on the baseline, and a good take off the glass is good for Dylan Bonsack now with two. Nice take, a good drive on the baseline, and nicely executed there. And Browers, he will miss that one. Off the glass, rolls off out of the rim, and it's rebounded by the Rebels. Here comes Zayden Schott now. Gives it up, Stevens, three, corner is good. Dylan Stevens now has four as he knocks down that three from the corner. And we've got a jump ball. Rebels tied up Schaefer. And let's see, Knutson comes in now as number 13. Dominic Lewis, the sophomore, comes out. 28-19 Rebels here with 2:09 to play in the first half. And out is Browers. Back in is number 12. LaVon Jewison with 2 points. He's got three fouls here in this one. And out. Stevens has the basketball. Right wing. Gives it up to Bonsack here near the top of the key. He'll dribble to his right. Now bounce pass to Schumann. Schumann bounces and with the dribble. And he turns, shoots. No good. Rebounded there by Knutson. So now here come the Panthers. The kick out. Schaefer. Nope. He will not take it. Swings it over to Knutson. Now over to Lewison. Lewison back to Schaefer. Now back over to Schmidt. Knutson again. Now Schaefer. He'll dribble to his left. And the shot is taken. Deep jumper. A deep two for Schaefer is good. So Schaefer connects there. And it's now a 28-21 Rebel lead. Crabtree with a basketball. Driving. Stops. Now we'll kick it out. Bonsack at the top of the key. Three-pointers good for Dylan Bonsack. He's got five. And the Rebels lead by 10. 31-21. 1:05 to play first half. As we have a substitution, Wyatt Sparks comes in for Schumann now. And the Panthers get it across. No, not yet. Now they do to Schaefer. And Schaefer will take it all the way. Shot is up, no good. And we have, no. They wanted a travel because Stevens, I thought it was a tie-up, and then he rolled with it on the ground. No travel called, and the Rebels have it. And Bonsack will drive off the glass. It's good for Dylan Bonsack, and he now has 7 points. 33-21. And they give it up to the Panthers. Or the Panthers, they give it up there to Knutson, and a foul's going to be called, and it's the fifth team foul. See that? That was on Zayden Schott, his first. And they give it up to Jewison. Jewison now to Knutson. Knutson's deep shot is no good. Wyatt Sparks collects the rebound. And now Bonsack with it. 15 seconds to go and counting. Stevens is in the corner. Back to Bonsack. Bonsack now gets a screen. 4, 3 seconds. 2 seconds. The shot at the buzzer. The putback. No good. Sparks shot goes up. No good. And then at the buzzer, Stevens tried to get it on the putback. And that did not fall. So at the half, it's USC 33. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 21. Hodges Halftime Report coming up for you here on 98 Country in 3 minutes.
Greetings from all of us at Stateline Cooperative. This holiday season, we hope that you get the opportunity to spend time with family, friends, or neighbors. And when you reflect on this past year, you feel truly blessed. We wish you and your family health, love, prosperity, and peace. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas. Be safe. Be thankful. Be kind. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center has great gift ideas for the whole family. New items include Ariat shoes and clothing, Hoka and New Balance shoes, Carhartt clothing for men and kids, snow boots for the whole family, and don't forget about Red Wing and Twisted X boots. Shop early for the best selection. Weaver's will be open Thursday nights till 7 until Christmas for your shopping convenience. Shop Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center this holiday season.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. What if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed from Pivot Bio.
In Wells, Minnesota, contact Colin Wagner at 507-525-3159.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
And we are back here at halftime. It's the Hodges Halftime Report brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. We'll have your first half stats right after this.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
And we are back here at halftime. The Rebels with a 33-21 lead over the Panthers. And we take a look at our first half stats. For the Panthers, Grayson Schaefer leading the way with 9 points. Owen Wayne with 5. Jace Knutson with 3. Gavin Lewison with 2. And Levon Jewison with 2 as well. The Panthers shooting 8 of 26 from the floor at 30% in the first half. And they are 100% from the free throw line, just 2 for 2, though. So they've only got to the free throw line twice, but they've connected both times. And for the Rebels, C.J. Schumann leading the way with 9 points. Wyatt Sparks with 6. 4 from Zayden Shaw. Or excuse me, then it's 9 from C.J. Schumann to lead the way. Then Dylan Bonsack with 7. And Wyatt Sparks with 6. Zayden Shaw with 4. Dylan Stevens with 4. Then 2 from Brody Steinauer. And then 1 from Aiden Crabtree on 1 of 2 from the free throw line. The Rebels, 12 of 25 from the field. They are shooting 48% in the first half, 7 of 12 for 58% from the free throw line. So, again, the Rebels getting to the free throw line 12 times in the first half compared to New Richland's 2. And we do have some Panthers in foul trouble with Jewison with 3 and Owen Wayne. Or wait, Jewison only has 2. My bad. But Owen Wayne does have 3 here for the Panthers. Rebels, not much foul trouble at all. Shot with 1, Crabtree with 1, Bonsack and Schumann with 1, as well as Stevens with just 1 foul here in the first half. So the Rebels actually, you know, Sparks and Schumann playing really good and not making any fouls. Like the last game I had broadcasts, both those guys were in foul trouble, but managed to stay in the ball game and not foul out. But no such issue here tonight, as the Rebels not fouling. They're playing some clean basketball here. 3 turnovers for the Rebels in the first half, 5 for the Panthers. Rebounding, that edge going to the Rebels. 16 team rebounds to 13 for the Panthers. And again, leading scorers, C.J. Schumann with 9 for the Rebels and Grayson Schaefer with 9 for the Panthers. We will be back with second half action. Again, that's your Hodges Halftime Report brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Second half action in 3 minutes.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Right now, 1 in 3 drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex, Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com. Stay warm with Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Ron's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.ronsphe.com. Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
All right, we're back here, 18 minutes up on the clock as the halftime entertainment was the Panthers, elementary kids. I don't know if they're fifth grade-ish, right around there, fourth, fifth grade maybe. And, boy, they had some sharp shooters, lots of threes being drained in that little halftime pickup game here in the Panthers versus black versus red. All right, 33-21, Rebels lead the Panthers here as we are ready to start the second half, and the Panthers will start with the basketball. And it goes Schott, Crabtree, Bonsack, Schumann, Sparks here for the Rebels. Schaefer, Wayne, Schmidt, Lewis, and Knutson for the Panthers. Knutson now swings it over. Bonsack gets the steal and throws it off of the Panther player, number 5, Gavin Owen Wayne. So a turnover here by the Panthers on their first possession. Zayden Schott with the basketball. Man-to-man here for the Panthers. And they find Stevens in the corner. He drives. Now Crabtree on the jumper. That's off the back of the iron. No good. And we're going to get a foul on the floor. Wyatt Sparks gets the board. So Sparks with an offensive rebound off that miss. And here we go. That one was on number 2. And that's Schaefer's third. First team foul in the second half. Crabtree now to Bonsack. Inside to Sparks. The ball tipped by Schaefer and stolen away now by the Panthers. Ahead to Lewison, and he'll go out of bounds with it. And the Panthers turn it right back over to the Rebels. Two possessions for the Panthers, two turnovers to start the second half. The Rebels turned it over on their first possession, although they did get a shot off and an offensive rebound. Now Bonsack with it. Gives it up to Zayden Schott, top of the key. Now Crabtree curls around, wing three-pointer, no good. But Wyatt Sparks, rebound, hook shot in the paint, no good. But Stevens gets the rebound. And we'll put it back for two. So the Rebels crashing the boards offensively here tonight. And it's 35-21 in favor of the Rebels now. Panthers working it around. Knutson. Knutson now kicks it to the Owen Wayne. And then Zayden Schott steals it. Pump fake, then takes a shot. And it's blocked by Lewison. And here comes Schaefer now. He'll miss it. Rebound by Sparks for the Rebels. 35-21 our score. 6:09 to go in the ballgame. Curling off is Crabtree. Now Bonsack. And he'll swing it over to Crabtree. Crabtree now looks to Stevens at the top. 12 on the shot clock. They give it up to Crabtree. He goes left. Now over to Bonsack. Bonsack, pump fake, now dribbles into the paint. The give to Sparks. Sparks off the glass for two is good. Wyatt Sparks with 8 points. Nice dish there by the Rebels and Bonsack. And now Schaefer, bounce pass over to Knutson. Now they swing it and into the corner. And Schaefer off his fingertips out of bounds. And the fourth turnover by the Panthers. 37-21, USC with a lead. 15:29 to play. here in New Richland in a Gopher Conference matchup. The USC girls, they're over in Lisle, taking on Lisle Pacelli tonight. And the Rebels will be hosting the New Richland Heartland Ellendale Geneva girls tomorrow in a home game. And now Zayden Schott is down as he was... Well, there was some contact, but no foul. It went out of bounds, and it'll go to the Panthers now. So there's a little contact there, but no whistle on that. It went out of bounds, and Schott will come out, and it's Steinhauer in. Schaefer now gives it to Knutson. Now over to Wayne, and now back to Knutson. Knutson looking inside, and it's deflected, and Rebels will come away with a steal. Bonsack ahead to Stevens. Stevens with a lay-in is good. Dylan Stevens has 8 points, and it's a timeout by the Panthers. Rebels 39, Panthers 21 with 14:48 to play. We are back with more in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
And we're back here, 14:48 to play. Rebels lead 39 to 21 over the Panthers here. Panthers with the basketball. Rebels coming with a 1-3-1 press here. And they get it across to Knutson. One bounce, and it's a shot no good. Rebounded by Wyatt Sparks of the Rebels. And now 14 and a half to play. Crabtree with the basketball. Gives it up to Bonsack. Bonsack looks inside. Now goes over to Stevens now on the opposite end on the right wing. Now back to Bonsack on the drive. He goes up. He is fouled on the shot attempt. So a nice drive by Dylan Bonsack. We'll get him to the free throw line here. And let's see. Who is the foul going to be on? Number 25. Knutson, that is his second. And Bonsack's free throw rattles out, no good. Dylan Bonsack with 7 points. Knutson comes out. Back in is Lewison. 14-17 to play. Bonsack's second free throw, that one is good. He's got 8 now. And it's 40-21. 19-point lead here for the Rebels. Get it across to Schaefer. Schaefer on the move. Runner in the paint. No good. Rebound. He gets his own miss and will get it to go. 40-23 Rebel lead. Yes, again, Schaefer has now double digits set with 11. Bonsack gives it up to Crabtree. Crabtree driving the baseline. He'll kick it out to Steinhauer. Steinhauer now moves to his right. Now looks to Bonsack, who's looking inside to Sparks. Bonsack will dribble, and what do we have? A foul's going to be called. That's going to go on Dominic Olson. So, Dom Olson, first foul there. The third team foul, Zayden Schott back in. Here comes, or out is Steinhauer. Rebels on the inbound, and Bonsack has the basketball. Now to Stevens. Now to Crabtree. Now Zayden Schott. Drives baseline. Bounce pass to Sparks. Sparks off the glass is good. Nice drive and dish there as Sparks now has 10. And now they swing it out here to Owen Wayne. Now looking inside to Lewison. Ball is loose. Stevenson will come away with it. Sixth turnover by the Panthers here in the second half. 42-23, Rebels lead, 13 minutes to play. Stevens with it, looks inside here to Sparks. Now they swing it over to the left side. Crabtree now in the corner. We'll get out of there, gives it up to Zayden Schott, who's at the top. Now right side, right corner, Bonsack. Now to Crabtree with 10 on the shot clock. Now to Stevens. He'll take the shot. He'll be short on that one. Rebounded by... Yeah, Zayden shot, but he was out of bounds. So it'll be Panther basketball. 12:40 to go and counting here. 42-23. Yes, it's Schaefer with it. Now he gives it up to... Owen Wayne, and on the take, and one, as Brendan Schmidt takes it hard into the lane, lays it off the glass, and fights through that contact, and will go to the free throw line, and that'll be Wyatt Sparks' first foul, and just the first team foul here in the second half. Schumann comes in, and Steinhauer, Crabtree, and Sparks will come out. And Brendan Schmidt at the free throw line for one. And it's long, no good. Bonsack will get the rebound for the Rebels. And he'll bring it across. 12:20 to play. 42-25 USC. Looking inside to Schumann. And a foul on Schaefer. That'll be four on him as he automatically knows he's coming to the bench with 12:16 to play. And we have number 12. LaVon Jewison comes in now. And now here come the Rebels. Zayden shot, corner three is no good. Bonsack is there to get the rebound, however. And now Stevens gives it up to Zayden. Now over to Steinhauer. Steinhauer looking, gives it up to Zayden shot. Zayden shot on the drive, lays it up, no good. And it's rebounded by Schumann. Now Zayden shot goes, gets into the paint again, and we're going to get a whistle. And let's see, who's the foul going to be on? And that is on number five, Owen Wayne. That's number four on him. So here comes number one now, Aiden Hanna, the senior, for the first time in the ballgame. As we have Schaefer and Wayne in foul trouble for the Panthers. 42-25 USC with 11:50 to play. Zayden shot with it, driving. Now he almost loses it, and he's going to get tied up, or is it a foul? It'll be a tie-up. Or do they call a timeout? Oh, Rebels called a timeout. So the Rebels get a timeout in time, keep the ball. 42-25, 11:42 to go, and the... Rebels again get that timeout. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
All right, we're back here, and I don't know who did it, but somebody over on the New Richland bench slammed their water bottle on the floor, and it broke. The top broke, and water on the floor now. They're wiping it up. I don't know if that was, I'm not sure who did it. But one of the water bottles, somebody threw it down. Or maybe it was just dropped. I'm not 100% sure. But it went down hard, and it broke. And water on the floor. They got that cleaned up. Rebels with the basketball. Here we go. Bonsack jumpers. Good. Nice pull up there by Dylan Bonsack, and he has 10. So he's in double digits now, along with Wyatt Sparks, who has 10 as well. And here we go, Jewison now with it. Gives it up to the sophomore, Olson. And then he gets stolen away by Steinhauer, who takes it all the way. And you know what happened there? As Dominic Olsen, he slipped in that wet spot where the water was spilt. So he goes down, and now he's grabbing his leg. So they call a quick timeout there. So that's crazy. As the, again, Steinhauer again took it, got the steal, took it all the way. And now Panther basketball, 46-25 our score to Lewison. And that one, Schumann thought he had the block, but we're going to get a foul called. So CJ picks up foul number two. But boy, oh boy, that was close to a clean block. But the official explaining to him what he saw and what he what Schumann did there to make it that a foul. So nice of him to give the explanation. And Lewison short on the free throw. No good for Gavin. Again, Gavin 2 points here in the first half. Nothing here in the second thus far. Stevens comes out. Crabtree back in. And here we go. Lewison with the basketball at the free throw line. Shot is up. It's no good. Schumann goes after the board. Gets it. And coming up empty there is Lewison. Bonsack on the move. Kicks it out to Schott. Now by Crabtree. Back to Bonsack. Now to Zayden Schott. Back over to Crabtree. Pump fake. Now he'll take the jumper. And it's off the mark. No good. Rebounded by the Panthers. Panthers push it up. Now to Lewison. Now he'll give it up to Knutson. Knutson back over now to Hannah. Now back to Knutson. Knutson with the three. And that's his second three of the game. He's got six on the night. 46-28 our score. Rebels leading with 10:25 to go in the ballgame. So here we go. Crabtree with it. Gives it up to Steinhauer. Steinhauer on the move. Goes up with the shot. He's fouled. And that's going to go on Gavin Lewis, and that'll be three on him now. And it'll put Brody Steinhauer to the free throw line. He's got 4 points. As, you know, actually every Rebel that has seen time here tonight has scored. And Steinhauer will get the free throw. He's got five now. And free throw made, and nope, it's not. Schumann, though, will get the rebound. Zayden Schott takes the three off the mark, no good. Rebounded by the Panthers. And then a travel called here on Hannah to turn it over. So Steinhauer comes up one of two on the free throws. And the Rebels have the ball, 10:07 to go, 47-28, they have the lead. 19-point lead here for the Rebels with 10 minutes to play. Steinhauer at the free throw line. Gives it up to Schott. He's on the drive. Lays it up off the glass and good. Nice take by Zayden Schott. He's got six. 49-28 now. 9:44 and counting. Knutson thought about the three. Gives it up to Lewison. Lewison over now to Schmidt. Schmidt to Knutson. Knutson to the paint, kicks it out to Lewison. Now to Hannah. Hannah thought about the three, gives it up now to Knutson. Knutson dribbles down the baseline. Reverse layup is no good. Rebounded by C.J. Schumann and the Rebels. So here come the Rebels. Zayden Schott now to Crabtree. One bounce now to Steinhauer. Inside to Schumann. Schumann turns, goes up. No good, but he is fouled, and he'll shoot two. As a nice look there by Steinhauer. And that's going to go on 32. Browers, who checked in. And that'll be his first. Schumann to the free throw line here. And the free throw is no good by CJ. And now we have a host of Panthers coming in. Deshaun Jones in. Schaefer back in. And Knutson comes out. And Hannah comes out. Schumann's free throw. Ooh, that one's short. Air ball, actually. It hit the net. Nothing but the net at the front end. But he comes up short there. Now he'll get a breather as Sparks comes back in. So 9 minutes to play here. 49-28 Rebels lead. And here we go. Now it's Schaefer, and he took it, drives down the lane, and gets the two to go. He has 13. Here we go. Dylan Stevens looks to Sparks. Sparks turns, goes up with a shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by the Panthers. On the way here is Owen Wayne. Now gives it up to Schaefer. Here's Browers. And we're going to get a push on Zayden Schott. That'll be second foul on him. So the third team foul. Panthers have seven, so the Rebels are in the bonus now. Of course, we got 1-1 here. So here we go. Owen Wayne, the junior, with the ball. Gives it up to Browers. Browers is looking for Schaefer. Now back up top. And here's Lewison with it. And he'll swing it over. And it was intended for Browers, I believe, but it went out of bounds. And another turnover by the Panthers. And that is number 9 here in the first half, or second half. They had 5 in the first. 49-30. Rebels lead is 19 with 8:10 to go. Inside they go to Sparks. He lost the handle on it. And once you get down there like that, they're going to scrub and grab. And that's what happened. But he got fouled. So he got lucky and bailed out there as he lost the handle on it. And once you bring that ball down when you're a big man down there, they're going to get down and try to grab that ball. Well, Browers did indeed try to do that, but he ends up fouling Sparks. And Sparks will get 1-1 now. He's 2 of 3 here thus far tonight, and he knocks that one down, 3 of 4. And Sparks has 11 for the Rebels. And you can make that 12 as he knocks down the other free throw. 51-30, a 21-point lead with 8 minutes to play. Rebels here with the lead over the Panthers. Brower on the move. And it's lost. He loses it, and Steinhauer will come away with it. Now ahead to Zayden Schott. Zayden Schott gives it up to Crabtree. Crabtree looking, and now to Stevens at the top. Back to Crabtree. They're looking inside to Sparks. Now they'll swing it out. Zayden Schott on the drive. Bounce pass over to Steinhauer. Now they swing it over to Crabtree. Bounce pass. He finds Zayden Schott cutting down low, and he gets the basket off the glass, and he's got 8. Does Zayden Schott. Nice find by Crabtree there. 53-30 Rebels. 7-12 and counting. Shot by Schaefer's no good. And the Rebels will get the rebound. Zayden Schott brings it up now. Bounce pass into Sparks. Sparks turns. Shot is blocked there by Schaefer. Here comes Schaefer with the ball now. Schaefer will give it up to Owen Wayne. Wayne now on the move, gives it up here to Jones. Now to Browers. Jones has it once again. Now it's Wayne. Shot is good for Owen Wayne on a 3, and he's got 8. And it's a 20-point ball game. 53-33, Rebels leading the Panthers. 6:37 to go. And a timeout by the Panthers. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Corn growers depend on DeKalb for high-performing seeds that deliver. This is Scott from Johnson Seeds. Let us show you DeKalb's 101-35, 105-35, and 5626 and 5745 hybrids. They provide very good emergence and dry down, plus an excellent disease package. For more information on DeKalb's full lineup of products, call Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Back here, 6:37 to go. Rebels lead by 20, 53-33 here over the Panthers of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And it is the Rebels with the basketball. As something happened there to Zayden Schott, as now he has a bandage on his face, so I don't know if he got scratched, and obviously it had to have drawn blood for him to put a bandage on it. And now here we go. Bonsack with it, looking inside to Schumann. Now they go over to Zayden Schott. Gets surrounded his defender, gives it up to Schumann. Schumann off the glass, no good, and it's rebounded by the Panthers. And ahead is Wayne. Wayne looking to make a move. He picks up his dribble and will give it up to Schmidt. Schmidt on the move. And he'll lay it up and in. Gets into the paint down the lane. And he gets two. Thought he might have carried that one, but they don't call that very often nowadays. 53-35 Rebels. Zayden shot off the glass. And he'll miss. And we've got a whistle. And who is it going to be on? And it's going to be on White, number 10. So that is on C.J. Schumann. He's got three. So 5:48 to play. 53-35. Rebels lead the Panthers here in New Richland. And here comes Wayne across the timeline. Goes to his right. Now finds Lewison. And Lewison will lay it on the paint on a little runner. And he's got four. And the Rebels take a timeout. 53-37. 5:37 to play. Rebels leading. And we are back with more in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stop into the Wells VFW and enjoy the thrill of horse races on Mondays, two-for-ones on Wednesday, meat raffles and drawings on Thursdays, happy hour all day Fridays and Sundays. Great friends, great food, great times waiting for you at the Wells VFW.
And we're back here. 53-37. Rebels have the lead here with 5:37 to play. And they have the basketball coming out of their timeout. They took a 30 here. And now Crabtree will inbound here to Steinhauer. Back to Crabtree, and he'll bring it up. And here we go. Crabtree with it. Bounce or dribbles now and almost loses it. And then a travel called on Stevens, so he will turn it over. And now the Panthers with the basketball. Not what the Rebels want coming out of a timeout is to turn it over. 5:26 to go. 53-37. Rebels in control here in this one. And now Browers, he'll take a three, and it is off the mark, off the top of the rim into the back, and out of bounds. Going to USC. So here we go. Yep. A ball inbounded. Pound sacked Crabtree. 5:10 in counting. 53-37 again our score. Rebels leading. Crabtree gets a clear out there, it looks like. And he dribbles down. Now is trapped down there as he picked up his dribble. And we've got a 5-second call. So Crabtree gets down in a bad spot there, and a 5-second call as he is unable to get rid of the basketball. Wayne with it now. He gets down on the baseline, shot up, and he gets it to go. The one-hander for Owen Wayne, and he's got 10. And it's 53-39 with 4:38 to go. Steinhauer gives it up to Stevens. Stevens on the move. Off the glass. He is fouled by Grayson Schaefer. And that'll do it for Schaefer. He'll finish the night with 13 points as he is fouled out here. This one with 4.5 to play. Jace Knutson will come in here for Schaefer. So Schaefer again finishes with 13 points for the Panthers. 53-39. Rebels. Free throws here for Stevens. Looking to add to that lead, and the first free throw is no good. Free throw is up, and it is good by Stevens. So he gets that one to go. And he's got 9. Here come the Panthers now. Browers gives it up to Knutson. Over to Lewison. Lewison back over to Schmidt. The kick out to Knutson. Now over to Browers. Browers driving in the paint. Loses the ball. Who's got it? It's Steinhauer. So a turnover. And here come the Rebels. Zayden shot. Gives it up to Stevens. Corner three is good. Dylan Stevens knocks it down. And he's got 12 on the night. Now the Panthers, here they come. 57-39 our score, 3:50 to go. As the clock continues, there's the runner by Owen Wayne. No good, but it's rebounded by the Panthers, and then a foul on USC. And it was called on Aiden Crabtree. Or wait, no, 15. My bad, Steinauer, his first. All right, inbounded. There's the Panthers. Shot Knutson. And another three for Jace Knutson. His third one of the night, and he's got nine. So here we go. Zayden Schott will bring it up. It's 57-42 with 3:25 and counting. Steinauer now with it. And he picked up that dribble, gives it up to Dylan Stevens, who lobs it into Schumann. And there was some contact there on the fade, and he doesn't get it to go. Rebounded by the Panthers. And now here's number five, Owen Wayne, with it. Gives it up to Knutson. Now over to Hannah. Now Lewison has it. Looks to Schmidt. Schmidt driving. And he is fouled by Schumann. And he'll go to the line. So Schumann now picks up foul number four. And three of them here in the second half by Schumann. Wyatt Sparks looks to be checking in, probably for CJ. Free throws coming here for Schmidt. And he knocks down the first one, does Brennan Schmidt. He's got five on the night. And yes, here comes Sparks and Crabtree. Steinauer and Schumann come out. And here we go. Schmidt, free throw is good. So Brennan Schmidt connects on both. It's 57-44 now, 2:50 to go. Bonsack with a basketball. Bounce pass is grabbed there by Sparks. He throws up the shot, and he gets it to go. I think he wanted the foul there because there was some contact. Hey, but he got the bucket. 59-44 as he muscled it up there. And now here we go with Owen Wayne. Three-pointer, and he knocks it down. Owen Wayne now with 13. And we've got a whistle as the Rebels will take a timeout. 59-47 now with 2:22 to play. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Back here, 59-47 is our score. Rebels with the basketball. Panthers coming with a full court pressure. 2:22 to play. A three knocked down by Owen Wayne here. To cut it to 12. And now here we go. Inside to Sparks. Off the glass is good. Nice find by Zayden Schott, and Sparks with another two for the Rebels. 61-47. Knutson three. That one's short. And it's Zayden Schott with a rebound. Zayden Schott will bring it up now, getting through the pressure. And it's going to be a foul called on Gavin Lewison. That's four on him. And that will put Zayden Schott to the free throw line. They're in the double bonus, so they'll get two now the rest of the way. Will the Rebels with 1:57 to go? So, again, 1:57 to go, 61-47, and now make it 62-47 as Zayden Schott comes away with that free throw. He'll get his second one here. He's going to get two anyway in the double bonus. And that one is good for Zayden. 10 points for him now. 63-47, Lewison, and a foul called. Who is it on? They're going to call it on Stevens, who was basically straight up on that one, but maybe he was inside the restricted area there. So, shooting two will be Gavin Lewison. Second foul there on Stevens. And Lewison comes up empty from the free throw line. 0 for 3 now. Stevens comes out, Schumann in. 1:49 to play. Here comes the second free throw here for Gavin Lewison. Free throw is no good. Ball is loose. Zayden's shot will run it down. And here come the Rebels. Bonsack with it now. 138, 137. Ball almost, he almost lost it. Gives it up to Zayden's shot. Now to Schumann, and Schumann off the glass. Zayden's shot finds Schumann. And Zayden's shot, nice little drive and then dish. And there's a shot deflected and blocked. Was Jones's, or excuse me, was Wayne's shot. And let's see. So, yeah, we got to give that to Schumann. He's got 11. And another one from Schumann. They find him again down low. And he's got 13. Shot taken there by Hannah. No good. And it's rebounded by USC. And we've got another timeout as Rebels are going to get some substitutions in here. All right, 67-47, 52 seconds to go as the Rebels unload their bench, as do the Panthers here somewhat, as number 11, Justin Beauvais comes in. And let's see, for the Rebels, they have number 12 out there, Seth Kaiser, Mitch Meyer out there, 21, Liam Schrader out there as well. And let's see, who else we got? And the ball going to number 21, that's Liam Schrader, who jacks up a three, no good. And the Rebels have the rebound, however. Liam Schrader with it again, and he loses it. And here come the Panthers. Lewison now. And on the move here is the Panthers. And that one going to Owen Wayne. Another three-pointer for him. 3 seconds to go. Have to get it across the timeline here. Well, he just chucks it up into the air here. Does Kaiser. The Rebels come away with a victory here tonight. 67-50, our final. The Rebels getting the win. We'll have a wrap-up of tonight's action coming up after this.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Saline Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. Stateline credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and Stateline is committed to continuing this success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center has great gift ideas for the whole family. New items include Ariat shoes and clothing, Hoka and New Balance shoes, Carhartt clothing for men and kids, snow boots for the whole family, and don't forget about Red Wing and Twisted X boots. Shop early for the best selection. Weaver's will be open Thursday nights till 7 until Christmas for your shopping convenience. Shop Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center this holiday season.
And we are back here as we have a Rebel victory here tonight, as they are now 2-4 on the year. 0-6 now, our New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Rebels win it one this one by 17, 67-50 our score. And we'll just quickly run down the scoring here for the Panthers. Grayson Schaefer, he fouled out, 13 points. Owen Wayne had 16, 6 from Brandon Schmidt. 4 from Gavin Lewison. Chase Knutson, 3 3-pointers for him. He had 9 points. And LaVon Jewison with 2 points off the bench. And that's all the bench scoring here for the Panthers. For the Rebels, they were led by Wyatt Sparks with 16 points. And I cannot wait to hear how many rebounds he had here as well on the coach's corner come Saturday morning. But we also had C.J. Schumann with 13 points, Dylan Stevens with 12, Zayden Schott with 10, Dylan Bonsack with 10. So that is 5 Rebels in double digits here tonight. And then we had 5 from Brody Steinhauer off the bench. The Rebels had 12 again from Dylan Stevens, so that's 17 points off the bench compared to the 2 points off the bench for the Panthers. Aiden Crabtree, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, and he kind of struggled here tonight. Actually, you know, he didn't get a lot of shots either here this evening, as these defenses really focusing here on him, and it's just when that happens, the other guys, they step up here, as again, we had 5 guys in double digits here for the Rebels tonight. With Wyatt Sparks leading the way, and way to find these guys. Zayden Schott, Bonsack, also Dylan Bonsack finding those guys inside Schumann and Sparks. Again, Sparks with 16, Schumann with 13 here tonight. So again, great night here for the Rebels as they come away with a 67-50 victory here over the Panthers. And that's going to about wrap it up here. A big thank you to Grace back at our 98 Country Studios for keeping everything running so smoothly. A big thank you to all of our sponsors for bringing you Rebel basketball. And a thanks to everyone out there listening here as well. For 98 Country Sports, this is Travis Fenske. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to USC Rebels basketball on 98 Country. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Bevcom, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Greg Heidier, Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt Lake Mills, and Bryceland, United Hospital District, State Line Cooperative, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, M&M Insurance, Ron's Plumbing, HVAC and Electric of Wells and Winnebago, Wagner Seeds of Wells, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, New Way K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Stenzel Chiropractic of Mapleton, Johnson Seeds of Wells, the Wells VFW, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, and Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center have brought you United South Central Rebel Basketball on 98 Country. Thanks for listening.
From the Garlic.
Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less with insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Paul Frobley, and here's your 98 Country forecast. A winter weather advisory remains in effect. Slight chance of snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 8 above. Northwesterly winds, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 15. Lows dip down to about 5 above tomorrow night. Cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tonight. Currently 23.
Today's country, and your all-time favorite.
Girl, our mama's best friends, and so are we, though.
need a house on a hill, girl, not in them. So hang on to these words, to them avenues help you forget them. Cause I love you more than a California sunset. I love you more than a $20 sundress. Hate that loaded down car you got your keys in, girl, but I hate even more that you're leaving. Cause I love you more than a feeling when the mass hits the hook. When the guy gets the girl at the end of the book. But that ain't you and me, so I guess I'll see you around. Cause I can't love you more than my hometown. Love you more than my hometown.
The fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. No, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Kiss goodnight. How I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Sounds really great.
98 Country, today's country.
We could try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives. Find a little spot in Arizona, decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, any way you wanna roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right in. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ, where you got baptized, we can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We could go to your grandma's every Sunday. You know I love her and her five-star suppers. Take it back
to the field we had our first day. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ we got baptized, we can raise a couple kids.
Channel Cat. I'm a little more country than that. Picture a small town with an old hound laying out front of the courthouse while the old men chew the fat. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under. Trees and that. Think of a Hank song from days gone with a steel rod. It's so strong it sends chills up your back. I'm a little more country than that. If you wanna break home in a school zone with the doors locked and alarms on, girl, you're way off track. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that.
From the Garlic's Water Conditioning Studio, this is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont, 98 Country. 98 Country.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
It's the Manson Seeds Christmas Cash Match. KBEW 98 Country will be giving away over $5,000 in cash and prizes with Christmas Cash Match. Pick up your prize board at participating businesses to play along as we give away cash and prizes when you test your memory by matching prizes on the board. Pick up your Manson Seeds KBEW Christmas Cash Match board at one of these broadcast partners. Ertman Truck Repair, Blue Earth Chiropractic, Anderson Electric, Blue Earth Wine and Spirits, Heartland Embroidery, and Michelle's Quilting and Sewing Center, all in Blue Earth.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
At the gym and in the morning.
At school.
At home. I like to have it in a plane.
keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work hard. So the ones pushing that needle in the red and a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking dirt old beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire. Putting pedal and smokes and turning dirt in dust clouds. Hell yeah, it's been too long. This one right here's to the boys back home.
Y'all tell them about it.
Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott with the boys back home. Post Malone makes an appearance in the movie Dear Santa that's now streaming on Paramount Plus. Here's Post and Blake Shelton. It's called 4 Minute
Break. 40 hours got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65 and nowhere. I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses, y'all. Right.